tune.
That sounds a little bit too Vivaldi-ish.
Yeah. Andre de Ridder, conductor of Mozart, Janáček, and tonight, David Bowie.
One, two. That's great already, yeah.
And Fame. Fine, what you like is in the On vocals is Laura Mavula. Fine,
what
you get
is no tomorrow. What does it feel like?
It feels like a lot of things. It feels intense, but it's always exciting to reimagine iconic work.
Could we just do once F directly to understand it?
For me, this is like a masterclass. I feel like I'm feasting on really important music.
The name of the band is Stargaze, an orchestral collective from across Europe. Tonight they'll be giving Space Oddity a trance beat and accompanying Mark Almond on Life on Mars. It's Andre de Ridder's tribute to the music and the musician.
The groove should be much heavier, right?
The Albert Hall is sold out.
Three, four.
I'm a little bit scared about getting to the night and then seeing, looking into these people's faces in a sold-out Royal Albert Hall and ourselves playing the music, what the reaction might be and how we might be overwhelmed ourselves. Thursday. The point of it, first of all, is really a celebration of the great work of this man and the incredible scope of David Bowie's song catalogue. And also maybe to see that he was an artist that genuinely surpassed, you know, genre borders, and he was loved and appreciated by musicians from all walks of life and people from all walks of life.
And for Bowie, recognition of what he wanted when he first started out, to create songs that would live on without him.
When I was a teenager, I had it in my mind that I would be a creator of musicals as a writer, and I really had the idea in my head that people would do my songs.
And the Albert Hall? Bowie played here once, 10 years ago.
I'd like to invite Mr. David Bowie up here to sing a song for you.
It was his last stage appearance in Britain. I'm old line.
What I remember was that he was always very interested in trying anything. Inquisitive.
And that's John Cale from the Velvet Underground, who will tonight be singing Space Oddity. His band wasn't just an influence on Bowie. They hung out together, recorded music. But he knew nothing about how ill he was.
Just very sad. It was a shocking sort of event that all presented itself at once. And it still guts you when you think about it. I mean, as a creative person, you know, I was wondering what the next step was going to be, and that was not the one that you're thinking of.
I can't give anything.
And this is Paul Buchanan of the Blue Nile and a reworking of what was the last song on David Bowie's last album.
I can't give anything.
I can't give everything away. A farewell, but also keeping something back. Preserving the David Bowie mystique.